Good morning. On behalf of my colleagues, let me just say that I'm very pleased to be able to present some of our work to you this morning. I have no relationships to disclose. In my presentation, I will provide some very brief background on the current status of obesity and diabetes in the U.S., as well as some statistics about East Harlem, New York. I'll discuss how a point-of-purchase portion control pilot program called the Healthy Plate for a Healthy Weight was created, and present some results from our pilot and wrap up with some conclusions. I probably don't need to remind this audience that diabetes and obesity rates continue to increase in the United States, with Latinos and African Americans and other racial ethnic minority populations disproportionately affected. Dining out may be part of the obesity diabetes problem, and as you will hopefully come away with from my presentation, can also be part of the solution. The CDC estimates that meals prepared outside of the home may account for up to one half of household food dollars spent. Purchased meals outside of the home often contain much larger portions, leading many diners to consume far more calories than they would in a home-cooked meal. In general, meals from outside the home tend to be higher in saturated fat, cholesterol, and sugar, and consumers who eat out or take out are less likely to eat fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy products. So in 2007, Mount Sinai School of Medicine received funding from CDC through their REACH program and spearheaded the formation of a community academic coalition, which was comprised of researchers, community members, and representatives from community-based organizations. And our focus was on addressing diabetes-related disparities among African Americans and Latinos. Ours was a coalition rooted in community engagement and partnership, and we focused our engagement in the community of East Harlem in Manhattan, a neighborhood where Mount Sinai is actually located. East Harlem, for those of you who have never been there, is characterized in terms of its socio-demographic as being low income. It's predominantly Latino, followed by African Americans as the second highest racial ethnic population. And East Harlem, unfortunately, has one of the highest obesity, diabetes prevalence, and mortality rates in New York City. And similar to other low-income urban communities across the nation, East Harlem has a greater density of fast food and takeout-type restaurants and a lower availability of healthy food options. So fairly early on, our coalition identified healthy eating as an area of focus and formed a work group to explore the scope of the problem locally and to develop novel interventions to address the problem, and this is one of them. So the Healthy Plate for a Healthy Weight, which I'm presenting on, really emerged out of another of our earlier portion control restaurant-based interventions, which we actually presented on last year, known as Save Half for Later. And the overarching goal of Save Half for Later was to encourage restaurant patrons to control their portions while dining out. And the protocol was fairly simple. Restaurant servers, who we trained, would take table orders as usual and then ask patrons if they would like to save half for later. If patrons were interested, the servers brought a reusable container at the time that the meal was served. And patrons, it was the responsibility of the patrons to pack half of their food for later at the start of the meal to help avoid overeating. So Save Half for Later was good, what we needed, in addition to it, as our community partners let us know, was they wanted a Save Half for Later equivalent campaign in takeout restaurants because, after all, that's where most of the people in the neighborhood were eating. They noted that getting takeout frequently has become a cultural norm due to the stresses and constraints of modern American living. And in addition, with takeout being so abundantly available and cheap, they made it known that it was unrealistic to completely eliminate eating takeout, and that perhaps a more sensible approach to it would be to intervene on what is selected for purchase and the quantity of food eaten at these type of places. So we thought the provision of some simple nutrition education tool provided during a key moment, such as before one eats a meal, could be important for changing consumption and possibly future purchasing behaviors of customers. So what we did is we took a look at what existed already, so what tools were in existence. Probably the most well-known is the USDA's MyPlate. The MyPlate is very basic and displays proportions of fruits, vegetables, starch, protein, and dairy that should be eaten at each meal. And another plate that has been developed in response to MyPlate is actually Harvard's Healthy Eating Plate, which goes further to recommend the healthiest choices in the major food groups. And while both are good tools to neither was exactly what we had in mind. They are not available at the point of purchase. Both require literacy, and particularly with MyPlate, people need some prior knowledge of the different food groups. So, for example, MyPlate has a ton of information on their website, explanations and visuals, but it's on their website. And so no one's going to log on to the USDA website as they're about to chow down on their Chinese takeout. So what we wanted was an actual paper plate with nutritional information, mainly graphics, displayed directly on the plate being used to consume the food. So we thought that could encourage consumers to begin thinking about eating a more balanced diet in appropriate quantities. We didn't find an existing plate that fit our needs, so we went ahead and basically developed one. We canvassed East Harlem to identify restaurants that might be eligible for our intervention. Eligible restaurants had to have the majority of their business be takeout and had to have green vegetables or green salad available on their menu. We found 34 of these available, 34 of these in the neighborhood, and visited them in person to conduct baseline surveys and discuss the campaign and their possible participation in it. So we intended for our intervention to be very straightforward and with as little as possible additional burden to participating restaurants. Impact staff delivered batches of campaign plates to the restaurant and instructed restaurant staff to include one with each takeout order, so simply just toss it in the bag like they would maybe a menu or something of that sort. Additionally, Impact staff hung bilingual campaign posters in the restaurants where they would be clearly visible to customers, and posters were intended to prime customers to messaging printed on the plate and serve as another sort of cue to action to use the plate when they received it. So as you see here, this is our English poster, and on it is the front of our healthy plate for healthy weight. And this is the back of the poster. The back of the plate with some key bilingual messaging about how to use it and why you should use it. In addition to receiving free paper plates, another of the perks of participating in the intervention were fun portion control events that were held outside the restaurants for marketing and publicity. And these were events that were run by Impact staff and interns. So we completed baseline surveys with owners or managers at 34 eligible restaurants. From these, we selected 7 intervention and 6 control restaurants in 2 geographically separate areas in the neighborhood. One area was sort of the more southern part of East Harlem and one the northern part, separated by about 10 to 12 blocks. This was done so that the intervention and control areas were close enough so that the demographics and characteristics of the neighborhood or the customers would be similar, but sufficient distance to minimize many control area individuals from entering or frequenting the intervention area. Restaurants were selected based on their willingness to participate, restaurant type, so as to reflect the diversity of food available in the neighborhood, and customer volume as reported by both the restaurant owner and manager and as observed by our staff. We also tried to match as best as possible the restaurants by cuisine type in both intervention and control groups. Another major factor that limited the number of intervention restaurants was our budget for designing and printing the plates. We were only able to print 10,000 plates, which meant approximately 1,500 plates per intervention restaurant. Here's the breakdown of our restaurants by cuisine. As you can see, they were fairly diverse. Unfortunately, we were unable to exactly match the intervention restaurants to control due to there just wasn't enough available sort of Chinese restaurants in the northern part that were, they were mainly sit down or had very little pedestrian traffic. So in terms of our evaluation plan, as I mentioned briefly, we did a baseline survey with restaurant owners or managers at all intervention and control restaurants. We then did a follow-up survey with managers just from the intervention sites approximately 8 to 10 weeks after we began distribution of the plates. Moreover, we did surveys with customers exiting intervention and control restaurants pre- and post-intervention to assess knowledge of dietary guidelines, consumption of fruits and vegetables, perceptions of portion sizes, and at follow-up in the intervention area, their use of the healthy plate. These were repeat cross-sectional surveys, so we were not contacting the same customers at baseline and follow-up. With regard to perceptions of participating restaurant owners, managers, pre- and post-intervention, the results were mixed. For instance, at the follow-up, more managers agreed that it's the customer's responsibility to ensure that their meal has the appropriate balance of foods. And at the same time, more of them thought restaurant owners had a social responsibility to promote health in the community. Interestingly, at baseline, only 43% of managers at participating restaurants agreed that large portions served in restaurants are a problem for people trying to control their weight or be healthy, but that figure increased to 71% at follow-up. But do take caution because the numbers are very small. When we asked the intervention restaurants about their experience with the campaign, all but one said it was very or somewhat easy to distribute the plates to customers. They said it was easy because everyone gets a plate, and the only added step was placing it in the bag, so there's no judgment being made about who should get one and who should not get one. Everyone gets one. The one challenge expressed was that some foods, such as burgers or things of that type, have specific containers, and so our plate was not appropriate for something like that. As far as customers, in the interest of time, I'm just going to go fairly quickly and highlight some demographic and health characteristics. Customers were fairly even split between females and males. The majority of respondents were young, under 45 years of age. Nearly half were Latino and a third African American. Self-reported overweight, obesity, and diabetes was lower than other statistics we have for our neighborhood. So I guess in that respect, they were a little bit healthier. But at the same time, about half perceived themselves to be overweight, and half were currently trying to lose weight. There was no statistically significant differences between these groups on demographic and health characteristics. So between the intervention control group. So our analysis revealed that there was no significant difference in perception of portion sizes, knowledge of U.S. guidelines for fruit and vegetable consumption, or current fruit and vegetable consumption between intervention and control groups from pre to post. We just could not get significant findings. But we then focused our analysis on looking at those people who actually received our plate. And of the 100 individuals interviewed at the intervention sites at follow-up, only 35% or 35 individuals reported having received the plate. About 60% of those that said they received the plate said they got it more than one time. So the majority who had received the plate had at least more than one exposure to it. Of intervention site customers who had received the plate, 61% said they had used it. Unfortunately, the small number of individuals who receive the plates and subsequently use them does not allow for us to make many statements about significant impact on eating or ordering habits. However, based on these preliminary results from the four individuals who did state that they were affected by the plate, all four said that it caused them or it impacted how much vegetables that they ate, so it increased their vegetable intake. Three stated that it caused them to eat smaller portions and follow the recommendations on the plate. Two stated that it caused them to eat more fruits, and one stated it caused them to order different foods at takeout restaurants. So the best that we can say at this point is that the Healthy Plate for a Healthy Weight may be a promising intervention if scaled up. Of the 39% of people who received a Healthy Plate but didn't use it, the most common reasons cited were they already knew the information that was included on the plate. Some just said they didn't want to use the plate, they don't think about it, or it takes too much time, or they can't read very well. The most commonly cited reason was that they had just actually, at the time that we stopped them for the survey, they had just received the plate for the first time, so they hadn't even had a chance to decide if they wanted to use it or not. So in conclusion, the Healthy Plate for a Healthy Weight offers a unique dietary intervention for preventing and controlling obesity and diabetes. There are restaurants that are willing to participate and partner with us in these types of public health programs, and they realize that they have at least some responsibility in terms of the health of their community, so that's a positive. Second, support, of course, and buy-in from owners and managers is critical. Without that, there's just no chance for program implementation. Furthermore, the Healthy Plate for a Healthy Weight has the potential to raise takeout customers' awareness of dietary guidelines and influence their healthy eating behaviors, but more exploration is needed to determine if meaningful population level changes can come about if such an intervention was scaled up to, say, city level. If there's any questions, I will be here, and I just want to quickly acknowledge all the people who were a part of this project, including our funders, our community partners, participating restaurants, and program staff for their contributions. Thank you.